All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Washington coach Chris Peterson. The Huskies are home hosting Arizona on Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Michael Lewis, Idaho Statesman.
Hi there, Coach. Sorry to be a little off topic. I know it's a big week for you, but I wondered if you could recall for me your former player, Matt Paradis. I wonder, at BSU, what made him a good player for you guys? And could you imagine when he was playing for you that he'd wind up a starter in the NFL?
I love those stories. We've had a few of them over there. You know, you just never know. I mean, we've had a couple walk-ons that joined us over there that ended up being NFL guys. And Matt was just really a tough guy. You know, he really wanted to play D-line. That's what he walked on as, and so we left him there. We could kind of see that his big upside was going to be, we really thought if he could do something in the O-line. And so we kind of approached him about it. And, you know, we don't ever make kids go to certain positions. That just doesn't work. And so we talked to him about it first. He was kind of hesitant and, you know, let him stew on it. And, you know, eventually after a few weeks, he kind of came around. And, you know, a year or so later, he ends up being a starter and just keeps progressing. But he's such a great kid, smart, tough. And those are always good qualities to have in your O-line.
Could you have seen him making it not just to the NFL, but being a starter on a 6-0 team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much intangibles that have to do with this. I mean, the physical part of things is half of it, and the other half is certainly mental, and the other half is probably more important. And there's so many guys that, you know, get things done just because of their mentality, their makeup, you know, their disposition, and Matt has all those things. I mean, he's always one of those guys who was so awesome just to see out of practice because he was going to work his tail off and was always had such a great demeanor about him.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You got it.
And your next question comes from the line of Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. Arizona's defense has kind of been hurt by injuries and inexperience this season, kind of to the point that they've been changing things up on a weekly basis with personnel and even a little scheme, I guess. Does that present any sort of challenges in terms of preparing for them?
Well, I think everybody has those issues right now in the season. You know, you just everybody's kind of a revolving door. And so as coaches, you're always just trying to do the best you can, keeping the opponent off balance and those type of things. And so, you know, yeah, there's always challenges, you know, is it going to be this guy, that guy, you know, what scheme is it going to be? And so you got to, you know, you really just got to take care of your side of the ball. You know, we, at this point in the season, you know, we've seen a lot of different coverages, a lot of different blitzes. And so we just got to be prepared to block what they throw at us.
And then on the flip side, what's it like preparing for two quarterbacks, in particular one in Gerard Randall, who's obviously as athletic as any quarterback in the country, probably?
Yeah, he's really, really good. And, you know, they run their offense. They run him more, obviously. But, you know, anytime you got a true running threat quarterback, that's a problem. And, obviously, a lot of defense has seen what a problem he is for them. And, you know, it's a problem for us as well.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Any additional questions? All right, hearing none, that'll be it. Chris, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.